Well, it's time for our monthly chat with local historian Chris Robinson, who joins us. And we've got one of your favourite subjects to talk about today, which you were talking about earlier in the week, pubs.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it just got me thinking as I was there and people were asking me questions. And I thought, well, it is an intriguing one, because the number of times I get asked, what do you think is Plymouth's oldest pub? And actually, I realised that there's more answers to that question than initially. I say there are at least three clear contenders. The Minerva, which is probably the oldest building in the old part of town to house a pub,
yeah,
in Lew Street, but it wasn't built as a pub and hasn't always been a pub.
Oh, of course, because it was a house originally, wasn't
it? Yeah. So the King's Head, which isn't far from there in Brettonside, which has a beam dated 1629.
Good Lord.
That, I believe, has been a pub since the beginning. So that's the oldest pub in the old part of Plymouth.
Yeah.
And there were other pubs that we know about, like the Turk's Head, which is where Kitty's is now, and that was medieval. So, yeah, but that got pulled down in 1860 something, and we do have photographs of it,
gosh,
which is quite remarkable, given that it's 150 odd years since it was pulled down.
Well, that's the infancy of photography, then. Isn't
absolutely
it?
Right, yeah, absolutely, yeah, right. But the oldest pub in Plymouth since they expanded the boundaries, yeah, and took in Tamerton Folliot in 1951. Then it has to be the Seven Stars at Tamerton.
Okay, yeah.
Which is a lovely, you know, old church house type building. It's within a couple of hundred yards of the church. And it just feels great as you walk in the main entrance and dip down and onto the stone flag floor and the low beams, all that sort of thing. So that's the oldest pub. But then somebody was saying, well, what's the oldest pub in Devonport? Mm. And I thought, oh, yeah, well, it was the Swan. But the Swan's no longer a pub. So it's probably the Bristol Castle. Of pubs that are still standing in Devonport, because it doesn't rate compared to Plymouth and Tamerton, because it didn't exist really until 1690, whenever they started building the King's New Dockyard there. So it's a Johnny come lately in many respects. But then Stonehouse, what's the oldest pub in Stonehouse? And you just go round, and then you do the same for Plimpton, Plimstock. And there are some old wayside, waterside inns in all these communities. Plimpton, not so much, but the George is a very old posting house and certainly dates back to the 18th century. There's the George at and not far from Tamerton, but at Roeburgh, which is fairly ancient as well, but not quite. Rising Sun at Compton, because Compton was a separate village. And then you go to the King's Arms at Areston, which used to be right on the water's edge, but then they extended the green area in front of the pub so that you'd be forgiven for not knowing it was ever right next to the water,
yeah,
which it was. And there's pubs in Who, and it's just fascinating. We're quite well blessed with old
say,
pubs.
We are sport for choice, aren't we? Yeah. We do very, very well for it in Plymouth. And you have done some books on this, of course, haven't you?
Funny you should mention that. Pubs of Plymouth, Past and Present. There's three volumes. And between them, they, when published, had about 50 pubs that were standing and 50 pubs that had been pulled down. But tragically, because I think it's a great loss, I think the pubs are important community buildings. Not because I believe in the power of alcohol or anything like that, but there's very few spaces you can go in and occupy in a place, part of town or a different city that you've never been in before. Just walk in, sit down, have a coffee or a soft drink or a pint. But you can't really go in most of the churches these days because they tend to be locked.
Mm.
Some of the bigger churches are open, but that's why they're called public houses, because
yeah,
they are open to the public. And
go,
as such, when you go in an old one that has speech of generations before you resonating around the walls somehow, and they do convey that, the older the pub, the more you get a feeling of presence. And I'm not particularly big on all that sort of thing, really, but you do get something from it.
And how is your personal quest to visit every pub in Plymouth going?
Well, funnily enough, I did that with somebody that works on this station, actually, many years ago, and we went round just about everyone, doing three or four on a Friday night, once a week. And there's only one Friday in a week. There's one that I haven't been in, the new Wetherspoons in the Ridgeway at Plimpton.
Oh,
and that's
okay,
the only one in Plymouth that I haven't actually been in yet.
Oh, well, now you know where you've got to go next.
Yes, indeed.
Chris, as always, lovely to see you. And if you'd like to find out more about the history of Plymouth, do visit Chris Robinson on the Barbican.